Peregrine falcons have been confirmed nesting in the South Dakota Black Hills. These are the first nesting locations to be confirmed in the state in the last 50 years. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Dean Welty reports.
The peregrine falcon was put on the National Endangered Species list back in the 1970s. Though the national population has stabilized since then, the peregrine is still an endangered species in South Dakota. Casey Heimerl is a wildlife biologist for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. She says the decline of peregrine falcons in the state and nationally can be contributed to the overuse of the pesticide DDT.
Kind of a nasty pesticide in that it could easily enter the food chain. And the peregrines were accumulating this DDT by feeding on birds that had eaten contaminated seeds or insects. So they would accumulate these toxins. And it affected their eggshell production, where they're laying eggs with really thin shells, so that when they'd sit on these eggs to incubate them, it would crack them. So they're having very poor reproduction.
Heimerl says DDT is now highly regulated, leading to rising peregrine populations across North America. She says the two pairs of peregrines in the Black Hills may be from other states or a result from GFP's restoration efforts.
Back in 2011 through 2013, our Game, Fish, and Parks kind of headed off a project with the state wildlife grants to release peregrines in Rapid City. Over those 3 years, we had just under 60 birds that were released from these sites in Rapid City, so it's possible that these could be resultant from those releases.
Heimerl says that GFP plans to continue monitoring the two new nests to see if they stay successful for the next several years. She says officials will continue looking for new nests throughout the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Dean Welty.